Good day, this is the Farm Market News broadcast number 164 for Friday, November 28th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was slightly weaker on Friday, taking some direction from the sharply lower Chicago soybean and soy oil values. Soy oil was down sharply as crude oil continued to tumble after OPEC decided not to cut production on Thursday. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $4 lower. The January contract $1.10 lower at $426 per ton. Weakness in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed added to the bearish tone, as did the large U.S. bean crop and good growing conditions for oil seeds in South America. However, canola prices didn't fall as far as the Chicago soy complex, as it already moved independently lower on Thursday when the U.S. markets were closed for Thanksgiving. The weakening Canadian dollar, steady crusher demand, and talk that canola is looking cheap relative to other oil seeds were also supporting the market. Spreading was a feature of the activity in canola as both funds and farmers moved to the sidelines ahead of the weekend and the end of the month. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures in Winnipeg were all unchanged and untraded. U.S. markets reopened Friday morning after Thursday's Thanksgiving closure, but trading ended early at noon Central Time. Soybeans finished sharply lower, corn was softer, and wheat moved up sharply. Soybeans finished 24 to 31 cents lower Friday, the January contract ending 31 cents lower at $10.16 a bushel. Continued improving conditions for South American soybean crops helped weigh on the market, as did a recent pickup in farmer selling into U.S. cash markets. Chart-based selling, falling crude oil values, and a strengthening U.S. dollar also contributed to the price softness. Light holiday activity was exaggerating the losses. However, positive weekly export sales data from the USDA was limiting the declines. Corn futures were slightly softer following the sharp losses seen in soybeans. Prices ended 2 to 4 cents lower, March down 2 and 3 quarter cents at $3.88 and 3 quarter cents per bushel. The declining crude oil market was also bearish for corn, as it could discourage ethanol usage and blending, which would in turn lower the demand for corn in the ethanol market. However, positive weekly export sales data, which beat expectations, were underpinning values, as was spillover support from the gains in wheat. Wheat values were up sharply, finishing 13 to 16 cents higher, the March Chicago contract up 15 and 3 quarter cents at $5.78.5 a bushel. Signs that export demand for U.S. wheat is picking up were behind the gains. The USDA's weekly export sales data showed sales increased 19% compared to the week prior. Further support came from worries about cold weather damaging winter wheat crops in the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. Buy stops were hit on the way up and helped to exaggerate the advances in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.